Hello, hello, Melanie here. So if you're wondering how to start your coaching business and you want to actually start to, you know, do this business, start to travel and work from your laptop while running your online coaching business, then you want to listen to this episode. So I'm just going to break down what you actually need in order to start your business, tools wise, and also what you need as a person. So I had this question actually from an amazing lady recently. She really wants to start her coaching business, but she's constantly wondering, oh, can I actually do it? Do I have the skills? What do I actually need in order to build my business? And she's like a bit skeptical on will it gonna work or not, can I make it work, can I have the clients, and she's constantly also wondering what she actually needs in order to get started. It's so easy to kind of like feel overwhelmed but also feel like very lost on where to get started and what you need in order to create a business, because there are so many people talking about so many different things. Like, you need a business plan, you need like a crazy amazing website, you need to have 10k followers on your Instagram, all these kind of things that are not necessarily true. So I really wanted to address that. So first of all, what do you need in order to create your coaching business? So technically, if you want to run this online, what you need is one, a social media account. So focus on one. Focus on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, whatever you want, but just pick one. And once you have that one, you really want to stick to it. So one social media account. Then you want to have a Zoom account. So nowadays, I feel that before COVID, no one knew about Zoom, but now everyone knows about Zoom. So it's just create a free account. You don't need to like pay extra or whatever, in order to basically run your sessions online. Then you need a calendar system. You can use Calendly. It's actually very efficient and it's free. So you can also, what is good in Calendly is that you can ask questions to your potential clients before they actually book the call. So you can ask them, you know, like, depending on what you do in coaching, but you can ask them like filtering questions basically. And then what you want to have, not necessarily, but I would advise to have that, is invoicing tool and contract tool. So basically, what I use is called Anchor. Previously Anchor, now it's called, how is it called now actually? It's called a freelancing, I can't remember the name actually, I'm so sorry. I'll have to dig into that. And if you want the name, just message me on Instagram and I will let you know. But it was called Anchor before, and it's basically a tool that will enable you to do online contract tools, but it's way more than this, because you can make people basically sign the contract, but also they can't sign if they didn't pay, which is really good if you want to have upfront payments. And you can link that to Stripe, which is another tool that you want to have. Stripe is free. It's actually a payment, online payment tool that you can use so that people can pay you by credit card. So whenever you actually sign up to Stripe, they will only charge you based on the amount that people pay you, a percentage basically. So these are the tools, so social media, Zoom, Calendly, calendar system, and an online contract tool, as well as Stripe to get online payments. Now, once you have all these, you can run a coaching business. You don't need all these crazy stuff like the websites, like business cards or whatever it is. That's all you need. And bear in mind that running a business is actually having clients. So what you need is the basic tools in order to get clients. And literally, actually, if you do that correctly and if you have the right guidance to do it, you could sign clients like on social media. And you won't even need like all these kind of things. You could actually, you know, do it your own way and run the coaching sessions on Google Meet or on WhatsApp, and instead of actually Zoom. You don't have to have an online calendar system, and you could actually book it in your Google Calendar. So there are so many different ways you can do it, but what I'm giving you is actually all the tools that you need, like that you need in order to set the right foundations in order to have a solid business online, and in order to have processes and systems so that your clients will be, okay, well, she has a real business. So that now, when it comes to building a business, especially a coaching business, what I get from people is, okay, cool, but how do I know that I can actually build a coaching business? Because I don't know if I have the skills, I don't know if I can do it. I think I need another certification. I think maybe I should get the skills in this or that area. Most likely, if you're wondering this, like if you're wondering all these questions, that means that you already know that you want to build a coaching business. Most likely, that also means that you already know what kind of coaching business you want, but you don't know if it's possible for yourself. So then you start to basically put some barriers for yourself that are not necessary. And that means basically that you don't need all these, you know, extra skills, but what you need is your current skills. So I know it sounds a bit crazy, and some people say, Mel, you're totally crazy because, you know, I need way more skills. I need to, you know, be like that so that, you know, I will sign clients. But I'm telling you, this is not true just because I've been coaching for quite a while and I know it's not true because all my clients start from scratch. Not all my clients, but like at least half of my clients start from 000. So I know that just by experience. So all I have to say is that if right now you're thinking about building your online coaching business and you're wondering if you have the skills, that means that you have the skills. Now, when it comes to basically teaching to others and actually guiding others, what you need is basically to be, I always say, like, to be one step ahead of your client, if not three steps ahead. If you are three steps ahead from your client, that means that, you know, there is a big gap in between where they are and where they want to be, which is where you are. And they will recognize you for your skills and your knowledge. So let me take a concrete example because maybe it's a bit confusing. But let's say you play tennis, right? Let's say you play tennis and you've been playing tennis for 5 years. You really like it. It's a hobby. It's nice. And you naturally like to teach others. And so whenever you go play tennis, there are many people who actually come to you, like a few people, come to you to actually ask you for advice. You teach them just like here and there, you know, just as a hobby. Now, this person who actually comes to play tennis for the first time, they will value so much your advice because they don't have the experience, because they are lost on what to do in order to have the same level as you. And they will look up high on you and they'll be like, oh my God, I want to be there. I want to be like this person, but I just don't know how. So if you cannot give, like, if you can give them the guidance and the shortcuts in order to get there, that doesn't mean that they will, you know, have your level within 1 week. It means that maybe in 1 year time of coaching with you, they will achieve what you achieved in 5 years, because they will have all the shortcuts, all the motivation that they need that probably you didn't have when you started, all the things that you didn't know and that you still remember that you would have loved to know when you were a beginner. So that's what I mean by that. And if you have right now some knowledge that you want to share to others, and that some people actually come to you for some knowledge or some skills that you have, most likely it's something that you can sell and that you can coach in exchange of money. And most of the time, I found that especially women, we tend to think that our skills and knowledge is not worth the investment, or like that actually it doesn't cost that much to have your knowledge or your expertise. But the thing is, when you are an expert in what you do, you actually don't know that you are an expert, and you actually don't value as much the knowledge and the skills that you have, if that makes sense. And that's why most of the time you really want to have this external, you know, person saying, hey, actually what you're doing is amazing and I would pay for it. And I would pay for it, and I'm sure a lot of people would pay for it. And that's the reason why you want to charge that amount of money. And now it's a matter of like you feeling comfortable charging that amount of money. And that's basically money mindset and working on your marketing and your offer and making sure that, you know, everything is packaged so well that, you know, people see that it's really valuable. So this is like the marketing and the sales part. But once you acknowledge the fact that you have expertise, the fact that you have skills, you have the knowledge, and you don't need extra knowledge, extra skills or whatever, extra certifications, and you're happy with what you have right now because you know you can teach others and help others with your knowledge, then it's all about marketing and sales. So, but you need that first steps, that first step to then move on to, okay, well, I'm ready to set up my business as this, and it's not a hobby anymore. And that's the hard step, because when it's a hobby, you just don't take it seriously. And that's the main difference between having a hobby and having a business, is actually taking it seriously. So now it's just a matter of like, are you willing to take that seriously, or do you still want to keep it as a hobby? And then maybe you don't want to consider doing coaching. Maybe you want to consider doing like something totally different. But if you do want to live from your passions and actually live from that, that's definitely possible too. And that would help a lot of people, because people need your skills. I hope that makes sense and I didn't get too lost in the process. But feel free to ask me if you have any questions. Feel free to contact me on Mel Nomad Life on my Instagram. And I wish you an amazing day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.